Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Football Sunday is brought to you by New England Recovery Center in Westboro and by Kubota Tractor and the New England Kubota Tractor Dealers. Time now for WEEI Football Sunday with Andy Gresh, Christian Arcand, and Mike Cadlick. Now, WEEI Football Sunday.
Into the final hour of WEEI Football Sunday. We're keeping an eye on, of all places, Grapevine, Texas, of the college football playoff selection central. Well, because pretty soon everybody will try to become college football experts, Arcand, in a short period of time.
That's right.
With the way the Patriots are going and in the draft. And, of course, Bailey Zappi is in today. Joining us now on the Harbor One Hotline is our friend, two-time Super Bowl champion Christian Fourier, to break down everything about the game. Fourier, I know you just got done with TV. I know you were at Gillette. Can you describe the electric atmosphere around the stadium here today?
Hold on real quick. Thank you. Yes.
Oh, I was dealing with the adoring public
great.
First.
Oh, yeah. He's trying to get out of there.
Sorry. No, I'm trying to leave. All right, so let me describe the first of all, seats available.
Yep.
Lots of seats available. Lots of parking available. The day sucks. Like, it's rainy. It's cold. It's a little windy. I mean, this is the worst, my least favorite football weather. You know, when it comes to, like, conditions, like, I'd rather it snow than what they got going on right here.
Is there much buzz in terms of the people who are there? It's the faithful but few.
No,
this is growing
no
up.
Buzz,
this is what it was
no
like.
Nothing. There's nothing. It's funny. I was up early this morning, had a little basketball game I had to go to, and no traffic, no nothing. Nobody's talking about it. The thing is like, even it's just like it's just something that they have to do. Like, there's a game on Sunday at 1:00. And people are going to it. And even people are going, why are they going to the games? Well, that's just what they do. They've been conditioned to go to these games, whether they're good or not. So my whole thing is like, listen, it's just the way it is. I mean, it's a terrible day for football. And poor Bailey Zappi getting his first official start of the year in these unbelievable, crappy conditions.
What do you expect from Zappi today, Fourier?
Well, what do I expect from it? I think it's going to be, very simplistic, pretty predictable, a lot of handoffs, no throwing the ball down the field, no real impact plays unless it's a slipstream where a guy misses a tackle or the defender slips and falls. I don't see them being overly aggressive. I think the number one thing out of everything, and not to be full cliche mode, is let's just not have any turnovers. Like, can we just start with that? So how do I make sure I don't have any turnovers? Well, I gotta throw easy passes. I gotta throw high percentage plays, and if I have a two-man route with max protection, I just gotta throw it into the first row of the seats. That's honestly, I don't see it playing out any other way. I don't see up tempo. I don't see no huddle. It can be very, very ugly. And the only way to protect against that is just to be okay with, you know, let's set the over and under at 8 punts. Can we do 8 punts, 9 punts?
Web hammering that over. You kidding me?
Yeah, I mean, right? You would hammer the over, wouldn't you?
100%. You kidding me? I'd tease it up to 10.
How much is a win?
Fourier, do you think that Zappe will be the starter for the rest of the year, barring like an injury or something?
Okay, what is 6 games left?
Yeah.
No, I don't think he will. I think he struggles just as much. Mac ends up going in, and then eventually at some point in time, Zappe, I think, will get hurt because that's what squirrely young quarterbacks do. They get hurt. And I think Mac goes in. And I think that's what you were talking about, Gress, the other day, about him being the hero. Like, he needs an opportunity where he comes off the bench and he has nobody has any expectations for him because nobody believes in him anyways, and he's able to come off the bench and save the day. That to me, is the way I think eventually it's going to play out.
Malik Cunningham is up. It looks like he's in the wide receiver group. I know there might be a package of stuff for him, some gimmicky things. What's your best guess as to how Cunningham gets used today?
I think he is not playing a true quarterback role. He's not taking 2 or 3 series. I think, him playing receiver means nothing. I think he goes in there. If they use him, it is let's eye candy it up. Let's show him in the backfield, quarterback draw, quarterback keeper, under center, bootleg with no intentions of throwing the deep crosser or the slam release guy. None of that. They can't turn it over. They can't turn it over. They can move the ball on this defense because this Charger defense is horrid. But they can't allow the gap to get too big where they have to go in like this, hurry up, we got to get, 20 points in a hurry. They have to make it a slog. They need to, it's like you're in the dirt, you're in the mud, it's a phone booth, like all that stuff. Like, that's the only way that they can stay in this game. Now, they don't get any they turn it over way too much and they don't get any turnovers. So, if they can snag a couple of those to, steal a couple of possessions, then maybe they can stay in there. I just don't believe in them at all.
Fourier, you mentioned the Chargers have a bad defense, and you're right. They definitely do. Certainly a bad passing defense. But why do you think it's so bad? They have good players. Like, I mean, they got good guys on the line. I know Bosa's out, but he did play this year. Khalil Mack, Derwin James, Asante Samuel's kid. Like, they have players. Why do they suck so much?
Yeah, and the other thing is that their head coach is a defensive coach.
Right.
So usually the emphasis of the head coach is seen on that side of the ball. Like, hey, I'm an offensive coach. Well, the offense is usually, what everyone is paying attention to, and he's a defensive coordinator who's now a head coach. You would think he would say, let me do it. And he's not. It could be a variety of things, effort, attitude, it can be all that stuff. I can be honest, I haven't watched a ton of Charger football. I just know that if you're ranked 32nd out of 32nd teams, you're doing something wrong. And I would say it has less to do with your personnel and more to do with your scheme.
Do you think there is a best or worst case scenario today? Or is this, and I know that it's big because it's Jimmy V week on ESPN, is this the proverbial Jim Valvano survive and advance?
Man, that's an interesting way of putting it, and I would say I'll take it. And I would say, like, most of – even the good teams survive in advance. Like, that's what they do. The good teams, Philly, Kansas City, all the good teams, especially Philly, because I feel like they've been doing a lot of surviving and advancing. Sleepwalking through a quarter here and there, making an adjustment, realizing that, your chances now and you need a score – and they just all believe they can get it. So I hope, and what we've learned, over the course of the season, Gresh, with our look back at 2003, and that even though in the Patriots' best teams, they were surviving and advancing, even with ugly, ugly games. 9-3, 12 this, 13 that. Like, they survive in advance. That's the NFL. So I hope so. I just don't believe in them.
All right. Why don't we talk about some stuff that me, you, and Arcan are in on? And that would be the college football playoff.
Yes.
Fourier, who are your four that will be playing in the tournament?
Okay, well, I've been pretty mouthy lately the last couple hours because I predicted this last week, and the commissioner of the SEC, George Sankey, actually was mocking a question that was brought to him over the weekend about what if an SEC team was left out of the college football playoff. He was laughing about it. He's like, well, you don't know football. The reality is that it should be Washington, undefeated conference champion, Michigan, undefeated conference champion, Florida State, undefeated conference champion, and Texas. Texas should be the fourth team in the college football playoff.
I agree with you,
Florida. They have one of the most and if they listen, if you want to give Alabama all this credit for beating the number one team, well, then you should give Texas just as much credit for beating Alabama in Tuscaloosa. The regional bias for some of these schools is laughable to me. Like, the people in the South who cover, like, football, they think football is only played in the South, and it just means more. Well, I've lived in the Pacific Northwest. It means a lot to the people up in Seattle. It means a lot to the people in the Midwest and in the Southwest. Like, it's pretty important to people who follow SC and UCLA. So this arrogance that revolves around the SEC to me is just, I just hope it happens so badly. I hope. An SEC team gets iced out of this, and they're forced to watch from the sidelines. It probably won't happen because they're politicking it right now, but we'll see.
Some booster's going to come in with a big bribe, I bet you, and Alabama's going to come in for sure.
Well, you know it. Looking like Boss Hog.
Right.
I tell you what. Alabama,
I do declare the Bulldog should be.
Fourier, do you like this better or do you like it the old way, like the college football playoff?
I hate all the ways, quite frankly. I mean, I won a national championship. We know this, with a tie and a loss because just the writers voted on it. I just feel like there's going to be the landscape of college football is going to change so much in the next 10 years. It's just going to look like the NFL. You win your conference, you're in. It has nothing to do with deserve. It has nothing to do with eye test. It has nothing to do with back channeling and politics. You win, you're in. Whether you have four losses or you're undefeated, it doesn't matter. Right? It's like, go ahead.
No, I was just kind of laughing because you're right. It feels like sort of that's where we're headed and where we're going to. To bring it back around to the Patriots to wrap up our conversation here, Fourier, Mark Daniels just tweeted the following. Chad Ryland just missed five straight kicks in warm-ups.
Good.
From 50, 52, 55, 48, and 48. Wide left or wide right.
Oh, for five in warm-ups.
In warm-ups.
Yikes.
I guess that's an indicator.
Oh, get him out of the way.
I was going to say, is that weather-related or Ryland-related?
Well, isn't that what you say on it? Isn't like if you're playing golf and you're like, you're warming up, you slice one, you hook one, you take a divot out. Doesn't everybody around you say, well, get it out of the way now.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that what they say? Like, I know Bill O'Brien says a quarterback can't have the yips. A kicker can have the yips. Like, absolutely. Like, fairways wide open, no weather, no wind, no nothing, no water in front of you, and then they hook it. That's why they're squirrely kickers. Like, if they have a hard time getting out of their own way, and hopefully, if he just makes the first one, you would think that he has fixed the situation. It's a roller coaster, man. I don't know how else you're going to squeeze it. The freaking roller coaster.
I know. Before we let you go here, I asked Gresh this. I want to ask you this, too. The Chargers have been one of the teams sort of linked to wanting Bill Belichick maybe in the offseason. What could Bill Belichick turn this Chargers team, assuming they don't make big changes to the roster, this same Chargers team that we're going to see today, what could he turn them into, do you think?
All I know is that, like, if any team that Bill goes to, I'll call it four wins above replacement. So whatever the last coach had, if it's, 10 wins, I think he wins 14. If it's 9, I think he wins 13. I think Bill, on any roster, good or bad, probably good, but, like, underachieving, that's kind of what he would inherit. would end up winning four more games than the last coach. And then the playoffs, you see what happens. But it doesn't guarantee you a Super Bowl, but it will most 100% be an improvement.
So if Bill wasn't coaching the Patriots this year, they'd have negative two wins is what you're saying.
Negative two, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, current team, you know, this theory doesn't work for the Patriots. Just a new team.
Foyer, thank you, friend. I will see you at Gillette tomorrow for an addition aggression Foyer. Thank you, buddy.
Short drive. Later, bye.
There we go. Foyer, by the way, hopped in on the final state championship game because he is a Foxborough guy and cool. Foxborough was playing. And it was really about he was there because he had children who said, Dad, we want to go.
Nice.
So we threw a headset on him, and it was a blast. And it was necessary. It was quarter 22, so we needed a little boost, and Foyer provided it. Arkan, did you know that the Patriots on Twitter do live pregame warm-ups? Like, I was just kind of scrolling through, and
I worked a couple Patriots.com games, and they have the closed circuit in there, and they show it, and I didn't know if they had tweeted it, but I'm not surprised. I know they film it all.
Yeah, it's sponsored, yeah. And yeah, I'm seeing it live right now. Like, I'm looking at Mac and Cunningham, and it looks
Mac's warming up.
Yeah, they're all in fact, Cunningham caught the ball and tossed it to Mac. The way that Edelman used to whenever they'd be warming up with Brady and all that stuff.
Interesting.
Oh, my God.
Interesting.
This is something to say the least. We will get to the rest of the games in the NFL and break them down coming up. We'll also get you updated whenever they finally announce, and Arcady nailed it. I mean, this thing came on at noon. What's it going to go till 12:45 before they finally announce?
Hopefully before we sign off, we'll know what they are.
Yeah, exactly. And I want the bowl matchups, too, because the quarterbacks that we should be encouraging people to watch would like to, you know, lead the horse to water. So hopefully they can get this whole schedule up and out. Until then, here's Arkan, ready to trend.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're back to WEEI Football Sunday on WEEI.
Before we go through this week in the NFL, we have three of the four participants in the college football playoff have been named. As expected, Michigan number one, Washington was number two,
yep.
Texas got the number three spot. So
that makes me happy. I'm glad they didn't get that screwed over by the SEC.
One available for Alabama, Georgia, or Florida State. And if Florida State as a undefeated major conference champion, Georgia's number six. Woo! Man.
Georgia 6. Bama's going to be 5. This Florida State's getting in. It's going to be an SEC-free college football playoff.
You know what? I have to think that...
That would be screwing Florida like no team's ever been screwed before. They started doing this.
You know what's really funny is it would be apropos that before they expand the playoff, the most controversial decision would come down. So we're really between Alabama and Florida State. And what is it?
Until Daddy Warbucks comes in.
Well, I was just going to say, but the head
Alabama,
of the SEC...
Alabama
got in.
Oh, the poor Seminoles.
So you know what? I can hear the selection committee now. I think this will be the excuse, Arcan. Florida State.
Undefeated.
Florida State does not have their starting quarterback, and they'll pull the "we're evaluating them for where they are right now" card when they just went out and beat Louisville.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they did. They just took it there. Oh, they're going to be mad in Tallahassee tonight, boy.
You kind of figured.
That sucks. That sucks for them.
Didn't you figure that the SEC was going to find a way to get a team in there?
Yeah, I didn't think they'd be able to sneak them in like that. I mean, it wasn't going to be Georgia, obviously. It was going to be one or the other. It was going to be Alabama. I'm shocked. I'm shocked they did that to Florida State.
I'm a little surprised that the college football playoff is set and that Michigan and Alabama is going to be the Rose Bowl game. Now, I know the whole Big Ten part of it, because Washington and Texas is going to be the Sugar Bowl. So you would think if you little East Coast, West Coast, and even though it's like middle part of the country, like I get it. But so Washington and Texas is going to be the All-State Sugar Bowl for the national semifinal, and then you have Michigan and Alabama. And if you were hoping to really watch these games and think, maybe the next Patriots quarterback is in this group, I am not. I mean, Michael Penix might be the only guy that would be able to jump up and separate. You know what, Arcan? There'll be more talk about Kool-Aid McKinstry in the top five than there will be these quarterbacks,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, well,
this group.
Penix is a big-time prospect. It's not,
I'm not denigrating. I just don't know if he'll be a top five guy.
Top five pick in the draft? Maybe. He's getting some extra exposure here, that's for sure, if he plays.
Well, he's got to play.
He's got to play.
Yeah, God. I mean, if you're in this.
If he's banged up, though, these guys got to think about that.
No, and that's the thing. I mean, well, the crazy part about it is these teams have a month to get right. These games aren't until New Year's Day. And at least they made New Year's Day sexy again.
Yeah.
No, because that used to be the day that us, I don't want to call us olds, but 20 years ago, you'd sit around and watch college football on New Year's Day and all the big time bowl games, like the Rose Bowl. Hell, they used to put the Rose Bowl parade on. Now it's on, directional LA County public access, for God's sakes. All right, so there you go, and the rest of the bowl scenarios will kind of settle in, and we'll be able to, I guess, nail down some targets as to who to watch, who to look for. But the Patriots have to handle business today in terms of making sure that they're in position to maybe get high-end talent in the draft now that it's completely caved in. All right, Arcan, let's get to what is Week 13 in the NFL. Broncos and the Texans, two teams at 6-5. This is going to kick off at 1 o'clock, and look, I don't know who is the bigger surprise. The Broncos, after starting 1-3 and giving up 70 in Miami, or that the Texans find themselves competitive for a playoff spot, given that they were drafting at the top of the draft for what felt like the fifth year in a row.
Yeah, I can say this, like almost all the money, all the handle, everything's coming in on Denver. And that's, I guess, to be somewhat expected. But I really thought that Houston had kind of established themselves as something. They are still the favorites here, but it's 3. I don't see a hook on a lot of these lines. You had it at 3, right?
Hang on. Yeah, I'm going to, you're on, what are you on, FanDuel?
I'm looking draft right now. DK? Let's see, Ed. DK's got it at 3. FanDuel's got it at 3.
I'm looking at the Sportsbook. Rhode Island's got it at 3 as well.
Okay.
So, yeah, and as I'm kind of looking at their postings, you're right, not a lot of hooks. Although, we mentioned that the Patriots game was -5.5. It's now Patriots +4.5. So it's gone down another there's got to be some late movement there, kind of shifting it to the Patriots. But anyway, Broncos are on a hell of a roll right now. They beat the Bills, the Vikings, and the Browns. And listen, the Vikings are just kind of good. But look, in terms of what could be big head-to-head victories that could make a difference in the playoffs. Beating the Bills and beating the Browns might end up being massive victories for the Broncos come tiebreaker time.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, the Broncos could certainly win this game. It's not like Houston's some battle-tested team. And it's late in the season. There's a rookie wall. There's all a million reasons why they could do it. Tank Dell didn't he had a tough week in practice and was a surprise active today. So, yeah, I mean, listen, there's it's all out there for Denver. It's all out there for Denver if they can seize the day here.
So, Chargers are at the Patriots, as we know. That's at 1 o'clock. By the way, Six Rings post-game show right after the game with Fitzy and Hart. They will break it down. As of the latest check, it is Patriots plus 4.5. Who knows? You might be able to find yourself a 5 out there.
You know what I love about this is that everybody I know I've talked to about betting on this game, it's just basically a dividing line between the Mac people and the Zappy people. Everyone's putting their money where their mouth is. People who don't like Zappy are taking the Chargers. People who have been backing Zappy all year are hammering the Patriots.
It's
about as divided and polarizing as I've ever seen.
Yeah, I would not touch the side in this game. That's me. I would be squarely looking at the under. Because I don't even know if there's enough special teams to be able to kind of screw it up, like kick returns and things right. like that, on a low total of, where's this total at here? Let me check this out. 39 on the total. So to me, I think this is a, I would say.
I think that went up. I think it was 38.
38, yeah.
So maybe Allen so playing, maybe that's probably it.
Yeah, I would think so. But I think this is an underplay. I wouldn't touch it. I mean, with the bad teams, it gets harder to bet the bad teams because the variance is just too big.
I'm going to play two crappy games in the rain.
Well, yeah, that's teams. The thing. A West Coast team in the rain, another quarterback jumping in for New England. To me, it screams under.
Yeah, no thanks.
A sneaky big game for New Orleans down in the Dome where they will welcome in the 8-3 Lions. Right now, that game sits at Detroit minus 4.5 going to New Orleans. This I don't want to say this is the New Orleans season because that would be engaging in too much hyperbole. But boy, if they lose and find their way to 5-7 with some of the losses in the division already, this is one of those where if the Saints are really going to be a factor, they got to get this one against a good Lions team.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. They're tied for first right now with Atlanta, and you're right, Atlanta has the tiebreaker on them at the moment, but I think there's a chance, at the very least, that the Saints cover here. I mean, they're playing for everything, as you just mentioned, and the Lions are coming off a loss. They haven't lost a lot of games this year, but they got beat last week by the Packers, and that was a surprise to a lot of people. They got kind of pushed around. It was an atypical game for that Dan Campbell team over there, and I don't know. I mean, they may bounce back and be stronger than ever, but I also think there's a good chance here that New Orleans playing for, you know, letting it all hang out. Olave's playing. He's another one that people thought would be inactive today. He's playing, so they're taking this seriously, and I think that's going to be I like New Orleans here. I like them to cover at least.
Why it's a big game for New Orleans, and you mentioned Arcan. They're tied with Dallas or with Atlanta in the division. So Atlanta is the 4 seed right now at 5-6. New Orleans is the 10 seed right now at 5-6. So you can look at the records and say, hey, they're the same, but 4-10 in the conference standings is a massive difference. Speaking of the Falcons, they're 5-6. They will play Tim Boyle.
Want an over under? Here you go.
But what is that at 30?
It was at 33.5. Let me see if it's
I got
moved.
33.
33. Most recent one I see is
33.
33.5. That's, I mean. Yeah.
Okay, so I think the
big, that tracks.
So the Big Ten championship game, I do believe, closed at Michigan like minus 22 and an over under of like 34.5. Just to sort of describe what sort of total we're looking at here in terms of Falcons Jets. And it's funny because with the Patriots and the Chargers, I think it's an underplay and that's it. Yeah, with this Falcons-Jets game, I don't even know how you can touch it at all, quite honestly.
Yeah, the only thing I would tell you is that 56% of the bets are coming in on the Falcons minus 1.5. 72% of the money's coming in on New York. So take that for what it's worth.
The money, money versus the money versus that overall handle, or at least the big bets. There's a lot that you can learn from bet splits, folks.
Yeah,
a lot. If you do the homework. But Arcan and I aren't going to tell you the secrets. You go figure it out on your own.
I gave you one there.
There you go. Cardinals are 2-10 at the 7-4 Steelers. I'm just assuming that Calamari will continue to do great work of putting the Cardinals in position to draft 1-2.
Yeah, that's true. Although the Pittsburgh offense, I know they fired Canada and that they looked better last week, but I still think there's some real problems with that team, and their defense hasn't been great either. So if there was a time where Calamari was going to go out and do something, I think he could. could potentially, you know, have a play or two. But, yeah, I think I like Pittsburgh here just because, you know, it's their home turf and Murray is mistake prone.
Yeah, and Pittsburgh sits at fifth in the conference right now.
It's another low. Over-under's 41 on this
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I can understand that. It feels like Northeast games weather is going to keep those numbers down. Carolina and Tampa Bay. Hang on, I might have jumped ahead on myself there. Sorry about that. Oh, actually, let's go to Colts Gross. And the Titans. The Colts at 6-5. The Titans are at 4-5. That game sits right now as
Titans 4-5.
What did I say?
Yeah, 4-7.
Oh, 4-7. Yeah, sorry okay. about that. Yeah, yeah. Wait a minute. Did they have that wrong? Oh, no, it did say 4-7. I read the wrong thing.
I was like, they had two bye weeks?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Well, you know what? They might as well have. It is Colts minus one over under of 42. So basically, we're at a pick 'em here.
Yeah, and that sounds about right there, too. I think I'm leaning Tennessee. They're home. They get the points. So.
I'm kind of with you. I have no real feel for that game at all.
Yeah, it's a tough one. I will say this. The Colts offensive line is one of the best offensive lines in front of one of the worst quarterbacks I've ever seen. Like, they got this great O-line and Gardner Minshew taking the snaps. Like, yeah, that's a crime, isn't it?
It really is. Yeah, poor Quentin Nelson. He's going to be the Joe Thomas of that situation. They'll be like, oh, he was one of the best players in the league for like 10 years, but nah, no one noticed because they were just kind of mid.
Yeah.
Not mid are the Dolphins at 8-3. They are at the well below mid Washington Commanders at 4-8. From the betting standpoint, it is Miami minus 9, over under a 49.5 in a game where there's a ton of rain. I know Miami can score. I know Washington isn't great, but that total feels high.
It does feel high. The Dolphins have always get these big spreads, I feel like. They're 7-4 against the spread this year, and that's a good number considering they're like in double digits a lot of the time. So, I don't know. I mean, this seems like the kind of matchup. I like Howell, but he does turn it over a lot. And that Dolphins secondary now with Jalen
Ramsey?
Ramsey bag. I was about to say Jalen Rager. I'm like, that's not him. Jalen Ramsey's been getting picks every week. So, I don't know. I think this could be one of those games that the Dolphins cover a big spread.
Carolina is 1-10. Tampa Bay is 4-7. Those two teams are going to battle. Tampa is a 3-point favorite with an over-under of 36.5. Is there any angle to bet this game whatsoever? I don't see it.
I'm on the Bucs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think the Bucs is a nice safe play here, just because, you know, Carolina, I know they're a division team, but they are, I think, head and shoulders, and certainly 3.5 points better than this Panthers team.
My only concern with Carolina is interim coach bounce. If you're going to get it, it's going to be on a short. It's going to be short lived, and then I wonder if Tampa is. I'm just not impressed with Tampa. I don't know. It feels like that's a team that might be headed for big change at the end of the year.
They probably will be, and if they don't beat them by a lot, I'll feel very. You know, I'm obviously taking them, and this is one of my is going to be one of my picks here too. But it seems like this is the type of game where they sort of get the kinks out. And
yeah,
go out
right.
And score a bunch
it
of
should
points,
be a get right game. As right. Yeah, the 7-4 Browns are at the 5-6 Rams. We know that the Browns are a very different looking team with no Deshaun Watson.
Joe Flacco.
Unfreaking believable. Browns plus 3.5 over under of 39.5.
I like the under, first of all, since I don't even know if Flacco can move. And the Rams have been just a...
He's Vinny Testaverde's out there, rigor mortis.
Really, yeah. They're weekend at Bernie's. the Rams have just been such a roller coaster this year. I wouldn't count on them to blow anybody out. The Browns' defense is still tremendously good. I think this is going to be a very low-scoring game.
Yeah, I don't know if Das Wunderkind Sean McVay's got anything for that defense. 425 in Philadelphia. A heavyweight fight between the 8-3 49ers and the 10-1 Philadelphia Eagles. Right now, the Eagles are a 3-point home dog, over under of 46.5. And Nick Sirianni, the Eagles coach, apparently Arcan did the, hey, I played a bunch of stuff in the locker room of those guys talking junk. Make it personal. I don't know if that's exactly the best way to go. I think those are kind of short-lived feelings, but nevertheless, Philly's on a great run. They're 10-1, so whatever they're doing is kind of working, but this is really an NFC Championship game preview.
Yeah, it is for sure. I will tell you this, looking at the handle here, 53% of the bets on the money line are for San Francisco. 82% of the money's on Philadelphia.
Ooh, that is big.
It's juicy, isn't it?
Yep, that tells you exactly where the market is leaning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm surprised by this line. I'm surprised the Eagles are dogs.
I know, yeah. And that's why it screams to me, I shouldn't take them.
I know, exactly.
That's the, like, it's the, there was one, doggone it, I'm trying to think of, my kid hit me with one of them last night. Where it was like, hey, this line doesn't make sense. I said, if it doesn't make sense, then don't fall
don't
for
touch
it.
It, yeah.
And it feels like this this might be one of those. On Sunday Night Football, we're going to get the 8-3 Chiefs at the 5-6 Packers. The Packers are, I don't know if I want to say surging, but they played a better brand of football, but they are 5-point home dogs to Mahomes and crew.
Yeah, they on a 2-game win streak, they beat the Lions last week, which was their biggest win of the year, I'd say, and before that, they beat the Chargers, who the Patriots are about to play. So it's not like it's been some big surge, as you said, but I do sort of like what they're doing, and it's the Chiefs, again, who really only blow out like the dregs of the league. So I'm leaning kind of Packers plus 6, but ask me in a couple hours. You know, this is a Sunday night game. I may feel differently at halftime.
I will say the Chiefs have been good at winning close games, like you said. You know, like the Bears, they blew them out 41-10.
Right.
But then they turned around to beat the Jags 17-9. Even that first Broncos game, 19-8. You know, the Broncos did a pretty good job of kind of slowing down that that offense. And
Chiefs kind of blew out the Raiders last week, too.
Yeah,
right?
31-17.
Yeah, two scores, yeah. I mean, that's more of a blowout than they usually have.
Yeah, like it makes me, that's one of those where it makes me sort of check the score and see where it was. Oh, you know what? Early fourth quarter is a 21-17 game where Kansas City had that slim 21-17 lead, and then they scored early fourth quarter to make it 28-17, yeah. And then kicked a field goal late. So, yeah, that's one of those. The game was maybe closer than the score indicated, but nevertheless, Kansas City finds themselves as the number 2 seed going into today. The number 1 seed, Baltimore, finally gets to their bye week. Good grief. Imagine having to go all the way to week 13, and that team was beat the hell up.
Yeah.
So maybe it's going to work out for Baltimore. And then the Monday night game is Jacksonville hosting Cincinnati. Jacksonville minus 10? It feels like a lot.
It's a lot of points.
Even without Burrow, it feels like a lot.
It is. The Bengals' defense hasn't been all that good this year, though. So, I mean, I'm not shocked to see something come in like that. Did it move? Was it lower or high? I feel like it was
I think it's held
in the nines this week.
It might have been 9, 9.5, 10. But the over – so it's Jacksonville minus 10, over under of 39.
Mm.
That's a low total for such a double-digit spread.
Yeah, it really is. Unless they just don't think the Bengals will be able to do anything. See, I disagree with that. I think even with Browning out there, whoever they put in, you still have enough playmakers and, you know, a running game to turn around and hand it off to Mixon or one of the other guys, and you can get down the field, you can get in the field goal range. I think they'll be able to do that, so... I don't know. If it stays at double digits, I might lean Bengals there.
I feel like I need to check that tomorrow just to make myself feel better about which way I would go, like take into weather and account and all that kind of deal. Plus,
the best betting segments are the one where they say check in tomorrow.
Oh, you know what? Oh, absolutely. Well, the game's tomorrow, so get the most updated information because who knows if that line moves. Because I think for a lot of people, if you can get single digit with a hook, if you can get it to 9.5, or maybe even 10.5, depending on how the market, you get Cincinnati at 10.5. It'd be too juicy to not at least think about it. Let's put it that way. Well, we will give you our official picks, a couple of picks and a prop on the way out of here before the Patriots and the Chargers kick it off at 1, WEEI Football Sunday.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
the guys. This is WEEI Football Sunday on WEEI.
Dietrich Wise inactive today. He really tops the Catches Law injury report brought to you by our friends at the Catches Law Group. If you have an injury claim, especially on the job, hit up our friends at the Catches Law Group. So Dietrich Wise is going to be out. No Kayshon Booty, no DeMario Douglas as well. And the storylines today, which we have talked about all show long, brought to you by our friends at Cars for Kids. If you have a car to donate, contact Cars for Kids today, 877-Cars for Kids. Nothing live, local, and late-breaking other than Florida State got hosed in
yes.
the college football playoff.
Hosed hard.
And I think if they had that quarterback, Travis, and I'm blanking on his name, maybe, just maybe, they get in there. And I know that all the excuse-making is kind of going on at this point.
Jordan Trev?
Yeah, there you go. But it does set up Michigan-Alabama in the semifinal.
It does.
I'll take me some of that.
It's not like I'm not going to watch. I feel bad for Florida State.
Yeah, Florida State did get screwed. Well, again, you know what it'll turn into. A couple of things. Number one, it'll be, disband the ACC. Well,
right.
Hold your beer. That might happen. And what's interesting, Arcand, is that you have an SEC team in Alabama. You have a next year SEC team in Texas.
Right.
And you have Michigan who's in the Big Ten. And you have Washington, who next year will be in the Big Ten.
Right. Yeah, no more Big 12.
So really, the SEC and the Big 10 are the two conferences that win with all of this in a weird way. All right, a couple of picks and a prop before we're out of here. What are you leaning on today, Arcan?
All right, my first one I mentioned before is the New Orleans Saints. They're at home against the Lions, and it's not a big spread, but at +5.5 for some places I see even 4.5. I like the Saints here to cover. They're playing for their season, and the Lions are coming off a tough loss to the Packers. So I like the Saints.
My first one will be that Dolphins Washington under is just kind of screaming at me. It's 53 degrees down there. There's a little bit of wind, but it's going to be a lot of rain. And I know that rain could mean scoring. I don't know. I just don't feel like that. It feels like the Dolphins will have a big turnover and Washington won't hold up their end of the bargain. So give me under 49.5 on Miami and Washington.
All right, my other one's in the 4 o'clock hour, the Buccaneers hosting the Panthers. That's a small line, -3.5 for Tampa, who's not been great this year, but I think they're good enough to beat the Panthers by at least one touchdown, probably more than that. So give me Tampa -3.5.
I'm going to go with the Browns +3.5. You're giving me a little more than a hook. Yeah, they've got the better defense of the two teams.
Betting on Flacco.
I am going to bet on Flacco and that the Browns will find a way to be able to get it done. They're probably looking at it and saying, can Flacco just give us 20 points? If we can get to 20, then we can win this game, and especially with an over-under of 39.5. I don't know. I just like Cleveland +3.5.
All right.
Any prop that stands out?
Yeah, I got some props here. First drive parlays for this Patriots-Chargers game. There's a couple that stuck out to me. The first one is Patriots first drive punt. Chargers first drive field goal attempt has the third best juice at +800. But if you're thinking like I am, which is that there may be turnovers by both teams in their first drives, that's +3,500 for Patriots first drive any other, Chargers first drive any other. It's all the way down at the bottom of the first drive parlays on your betting apps. At +3,500, though, I don't know, $5, $175, I'll take a swing.
I love that. That's a great pick right there. Because, again, if you lose $5, but, I mean, the risk-reward part of it.
Right.
It's a no-brainer.
Mr. Parlay over here.
I do like the parlays. bet a little to win a lot. And I'm going to go with the Carolina-Tampa game. Mike Evans over 61.5 receiving yards. If there's one guy that's going to eat in this game, it's going to be their best receiver,
in my opinion.
All right, and there it is, folks. We'll be at Gillette Stadium tomorrow. Of course, Greg Hill Show will talk to Bill Belichick. Gretchen Fourier, us, we'll talk to, Hunter Henry and someone. We don't exactly know who. And then, is it Mac or Zappy? I'm assuming you guys get Zappy tomorrow in the afternoon.
We get the Zap Attack, yeah.
Or maybe you get Malik. Who knows?
Could be.
That's it for us on WEEI Football Sunday. Good job, Joseph. Thanks a bunch. Enjoy the games.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.